Om Shanti. Good morning. It's lovely to be with the London family again. But Madhavan also is powerful. And I think I was meeting many of you in Madhavan. And so Baba has given us many homes. Our first home, Paramdham, and our first home on this planet, Madhavan, and then many, many other homes. This year I didn't so much go to the surrender ceremonies, but last year I think I must have gone to several surrender ceremonies. And they usually have a sister who gives an introduction to what the surrender ceremony is about. And in some places they would often say that when a Kumari leaves her mother's home and she goes to another home, it's one home. Or maybe if she's very fortunate, it would be two homes. But here, when a Kumari leaves her home and says, "I'm surrendering to God," then God gives her a home in 120 countries. And the relatives are very happy hearing that. And of course it is a reality. Wherever you go in the world, there's a BK center, and it's Baba's home, it's your home. And today, Baba's taken up a subject that keeps coming up frequently, and that is unlimited disinterest, behad ka vairagya. And Baba's given different definitions of this at different times, but today's definition is one that comes in the Gita. And in the Gita it states that God was teaching Arjuna. He taught him about soul, he taught him about God, but that's a little bit mixed in the scriptures. But also, a very important lesson that Arjuna was taught was, do what you need to do, but don't have the consciousness that I have done it. Now, Laukik people can try and experiment with that, but certainly for Baba's children, it's a reality. Is there anything that I'm doing that I could do on my own? Just think about it. And I'm thinking about not just a Laukik service, that definitely. We didn't even know ourselves, so how could we have done a Laukik service? There was always some motive filled in within the service. For the stage where I'm doing and I really have the awareness that it's God that's allowing me to do this, that's making me do this, that is working through me. Now, that only happens when you know yourself and you know God and you understand the whole subject of karma. And so today, in that definition of unlimited disinterest, Baba has said, go beyond the consciousness that I am doing anything. As I say, it's come up in several Muralis recently. And I remember at one point, we were in Peace Village, and it was the national coordinators and the center coordinators who were gathered there. At that time it was maybe 200-300, but now of course the numbers have escalated, and so we always have it in Madhavan. There's no space anywhere else. But this time, Daddy had talked about various stages, and one stage was the stage of just simply detachment. I, the soul, detached. Detached from my body, detached from other things, jnana. And then the next stage was observer. And if I'm detached and I see what's happening on the world stage or on the stage of my own life, both are connected, but maybe first we see the things that are happening outside in the world. Can I be detached enough to just simply be an observer of what's going on instead of being influenced by whatever is happening? We get upset, we feel fear, we feel uncertain, there's turmoil, there's pressure. Just simply seeing what's going on around in the world today. And a stage of being the observer. I'm watching all this, but it's not impacting me. Whatever is my own original stage of consciousness of the soul, I'm able to maintain that. And then the next stage that he had spoken of was being not just the observer here, but being up above. And in that stage of being up above, you're seeing not just a part of the stage, but you're seeing the whole drama. And when you see the whole drama, then you're not just detached and observing, but you understand that everything is happening for a reason. People talk about injustice, and yes, for a short period of time, it may seem that this is unjust because we're not seeing the whole picture of drama and karma. But in that stage of being up above, then Maddy was using this word, Sakshi is observer, but Sakshi Drishta, the witness, you're being the witness of everything that's going on, and you're understanding why things are happening the way they are. Because what seems to be unjust or injustice in a short part of the drama, if I'm truly up above and I see the whole cycle spinning below me, then I can see that it's never just a little part of the drama that shows me what is reality. I only see reality if I see the whole drama. Then I see that there's many connections, interconnections, and cause and effect are having many, many impacts on everything. And then another stage, Upram, truly up above. And in that stage, Baba has described the consciousness that comes when you're truly up above, even beyond just understanding the drama. Another stage, world benefactor. Whatever it is that's going on, whoever it is who's doing, whatever it is they're doing, it's their karma, their story, their drama. But as Baba's child, then the master world benefactor. And so in that stage, really truly nothing but good wishes and good feelings for all. So where am I in this sequence? Am I still affected by the things that are happening here? And am I still asking the question, why me? But no, there is a reason why me. And then there's another side to it. Well, why not me? When it's something nice, we don't say why me, but why not me? But also when things are not as I would wish them to be, again, why not me? So the other takes us even beyond why fly, just go up above. And so that stage that Baba's teaching us to have, we're seeing little rehearsals here and there and everywhere, not just in one place, but in several places around the world. Sometimes it's close to home, sometimes it's a bit far away. And yes, for most people, when it's close to home, it's more scary and has a greater impact. But in fact, if I'm God's child, and the world is my family, and the planet is my home, then it's not just simply because it's close to home, but wherever, whatever, can I have that stage of Mansa Seva, in which truly I am a world benefactor like my father, and so up above, and being able to share that light, that might, those good wishes to all. But getting up there, I have to go through that sequence of the other steps. And so that very first step and the second step, Jnana and Sakshi, the stage of detached and an observer. Do I still get impacted by what people say, what people do, because it's involving me? Or can I be detached? So Baba's spoken about being detached from what I've done. And usually it's in the context of service, good things that I've done. But could I have done it if I did not have Gyan? Could I have done it if I didn't have Baba? And surely I didn't have the understanding, I didn't have the skills. And how did Baba make it happen? Anyone who's been involved in any service, whether it's little service or big service, you know that that's the reality. Without Baba's intervention, it could not have happened. Baba's the one who's making things move. Baba's the one who's making things happen. And if I play a little role within it, well, Baba's given me that golden chance for fortune. And so let me continue to keep that awareness that Baba's the one who's doing it and not me. Otherwise, that attachment that I have done it, and they'll also, in a very automatic way, come the thought, well, there should be some recognition, there should be some reward. And Baba's got a very interesting comment about wanting a position. Baba knows many languages, but apart from languages, he knows the languages of each one's heart. So Baba can understand, but Baba's played around with the English and said, if there's the slightest thought of I, then I want a position, I want recognition. But remember that any time there's a thought of position, it's actually Maya's opposition. And then Mama's played around with the Sindhi language today. So there's a word that in Hindi we often use. Baba uses it too. And Baba will say, you all love Baba 100%, but, and a Hindi word is lekin. And I'd never thought about it in the way Baba's taken it up today. Le, take it. Kin, kino, dirty. In the Sindhi language, kin means dirty. And so when there's a mixture, things are good, but, and we say but, so there's some dirt that's mixed in still that has to be dispensed with. that has to be cleaned out. We often hear Baba have rhymes in Hindi. For today it's English and Sindhi, and you would never have normally put these things together in the way Baba puts them together. And so Baba asking us not to give up anything nice. Interesting. What is it that God wants from me? He's saying, I want all your rubbish. So can you remember that you were an angel? You will be an angel. But remember that you can be an angel now. Don't wait for the future, but experiment with it and take on your beautiful costume of the angel. But you need to have given away all the rubbish, all the dirt first. Then you can take on that sparkling costume. So powerful Murali, or the Sakar Muralis have been incredibly powerful. But today the Avyakt Murali revision, and some of you may have been there. It's February 2005. Who thinks they were there in Madhuban at that time? 2005? February? Many of us used to go, especially in February. So maybe the Murali will remind you of the scene of being there with Baba. But even if you physically weren't there today, you're hearing it now. And so it's very much a Murali for today, that this is what Baba's asking of me. When you love someone, you're ready to give them everything, even in Laukik life. And so when there's spiritual love and unlimited love from Baba, Baba's not asking for all the nice things I have. He's asking for all the rubbish I'm carrying. So can I say to Baba, yes, I will do that because of my love for you. And London's fortunate. We always have the family from abroad here with us, from somewhere or another. And some of you know, you met them during the weekdays. The family from United States has been with us in the UK.